Hej och välkommen till Excitec-podden. En podcast från oss på Excitec där du träffar kunder, partners och medarbetare från Excitec. Dagens avsnitt är lite speciellt. Det är det första vi gör som är på engelska och det är tillsammans med en partner till oss. Det är med John Maguire från Sugar CRM och jag tänker att vi gör så här att vi hoppar rätt in i intervjun som jag gjorde med John alldeles nyligen. Så mycket nöje. Okay, this is a first for the Excitec-podden this time. We have John Maguire from Sugar CRM. Welcome to Excitec-podden, John.
Thank you, Matt. Super excited to be having this conversation with you. And as you're aware, I was at your kickoff mid-August, and I was blown away by the Excitec culture, innovation, enthusiasm for learning. So looking forward to contributing that as part of the podcast today.
Really fun to hear. We try to do our best, and this time it was really because we had an overall theme of the conference where it was really natural to invite partners and customers, and I'm really glad to hear that you appreciate to spend some time with us, John. You work at Sugar CRM, but can you please tell a little bit more about yourself and your role at Sugar CRM?
Yeah, of course. So I'm responsible for new business sales in Europe, Middle East and Africa, or you'll have heard the acronym EMEA. And you know, my focus along with my team is helping organizations drive additional value from implementing Sugar CRM. And we can talk about the different components from that. Outside of that, I'm passionate about learning, which is back to the event that I was so impressed with, about innovation, and always sitting in, when you're talking to a client, sitting in their shoes, thinking about what's their challenges and being able to articulate that. There's a danger that we can get into technology and talking about features, functions that really doesn't help a business drive forward. I'm always mindful to take a step back and think, what's that person worrying about? What's keeping that person awake at night? What are their KPIs, what's their business plans and strategies, and then how can Sugar CRM and our partners Excitec support them in achieving those goals?
And I think I'm for myself, I'm quite aware well what's a CRM system is. But when you talk about it in that way, it's a wide variety of things you can do in a CRM system.
Yes, and whilst I'm talking to you today with my Sugar CRM hat on, Excitec is a consultancy, so they're going to be agnostic in the CRMs they recommend based on requirements. Of course, I'm going to talk about my platform and the differentiators today, but it's important that your audience is aware that Excitec take a holistic view as far as finding out what's right for their clients and implementing the appropriate technology.
That's why our way to do it.
Yes.
But if we start with the question CRM systems, how would you describe it?
Yes. And when we say CRM, customer relationship management is what we mean by CRM. And if I was to take a simple example, where I live, I'm pleased to say just 100 yards down the road is my local pub, which if you've visited England, you'll know that pubs are everywhere, whether it's a bar, you might call it in Sweden. In that local pub, when I go in, they recognize my name. They know who I am. They know the kind of beer I like. So if they've got a new beer on tap, the people will talk to me about that particular beer. They kind of know if I can, where I like to sit, and those type of things. So if you think about it, that is customer relationship management. It's about knowing the customer, having information about that customer, and providing a great service and making me as a consumer feel welcome and wanted and want to go back to that, or go back to that pub, recommend it to other people, and of course spend more money on them. And if you think about it, what we're looking to do at a corporate level is capture that information so that as a business we can have a great relationship with our clients. Some of the challenges we're going to talk about with some of the old-fashioned or over-engineered CRMs is it's difficult to get a complete view. But if you've got a complete view of me as a customer, both the things I'm happy about, but if I've got issues, how you can market to me effectively, how I behave, what's important to me, and I can manage that relationship in one system with one view, then that can really elevate how you deal with me as a client, and improve both the retention and upselling and cross-selling that a business wants to achieve.
Yeah, there are some old-fashioned CRM systems, and I guess there are some modern and new ones as well. But what are the main differences if we talk a little bit about the history of the systems?
Yes, of course. And I think there's both old-fashioned ones, and there are, you know, one of the major CRMs is it's over-engineered. So it becomes too complex, too many fields to access, too expensive to maintain. So there's kind of both old-fashioned and over-engineered. We undertake an annual survey of 1,200 global sales and marketing leaders of people that are not using Sugar CRM. And yeah. You know, one of the sort of various statistics come to mind, and one of them is they were asked how many of their users find the system too complex, not intuitive, burdensome to use. And I don't really want to guess, Mats, because I don't want to put on the spot, but it's 76%. So 76 of the people that responded said that their CRM is too complex and not intuitive. I mean, that is just such a scary statistic. And when I was talking with Michael Huss, who is one of your CRM experts in Exitech, he was talking to me about Norstat. And again, that's one of your clients where they created a CRM that was too complex, and they were struggling to get the value from it. And now Exitech is working with them to implement Sugar CRM so that they're able to build in their marketing automation in one platform, customer experience, lead qualification. So they have one platform to manage the whole experience. And that is something that is that the company is going from strength to strength based on the Exitech implementation. That's the kind of good news stories we want to hear, not 76% of clients saying things are too hard to use.
Yeah. And why do you think it becomes more and more complex, these kind of systems?
Well, CRMs in themselves can there's lots of different requirements, and organizations manage things in lots of different ways. We sold a platform recently in the UK for an organization that sells solar panels, that because of the compliance that's involved in that, they have 93 different stages that they have to go through before, from initial inquiry to installing that solar panel. Now, if you imagine how hard that would be to maintain it on spreadsheets or paper. So it's not to say that CRMs can do complex things. What Exitech, as our partner, and Sugar aims to do is take away as much of that manual work as possible. The key is automate everything you can, create simple guides. If something it can be automated, create the workflows from that. And then also, and we probably all experience this, Mats, with some of these CRMs, there's hundreds of fields that aren't relevant to your business. Well, get rid of them, because otherwise it just is confusing for all of us. So I think it's, if an organization hasn't taken the time to actually make sure that the solution is fit for business, fit for purpose, and doesn't have extra fields or extra work, then you've got a challenge. Our sort of tagline from Sugar CRM is let the platform do the work. And really, when we say let the platform do the work, what we're saying is let's automate everything as much as possible. Eliminate busy work.
Yeah, but yeah, I can really relate to that, and I think too, many people have experienced using a system where you need to know which fields you should fill in, and which ones you don't need to fill in, and if there is like 50 fields and you need to know that 37 of these fields aren't relevant for the most of the cases, then it's really hard to remember.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Yes. And then, of course, it's not only hard to remember, you stop doing it.
Yeah.
You know, and user adoption is absolutely key. One of the other statistics which aligns with what you were saying, Mats, is that almost half of the respondents said they can't rely on this CRM to provide a single source of truth. And that will be partly because people stop using it. They go back to notebooks, spreadsheets, email. And if you're not capturing all of that information, then how can you know, back to my going into the pub, how can you know all that you need to know to engage effectively with that client?
Yeah, that's quite hard.
Yeah,
of course. So have you been in this this business for a long time?
Gosh, Matt, so you're going to date me now. So I was going to. I've worked at Sugar CRM for almost 3.5 years now, but yeah. I've been in the CRM ERP space for over 20 years, and I've worked with organizations. I worked at Oracle. Through an acquisition, I've worked at IBM, but I enjoy working at smaller companies where I can make a difference, I can engage more, I can change things more. So working at sort of what I would call small to medium size software companies, which in sort of US tech terms is still quite a big company, is yeah. Where I, you know, in our business, we had our quarterly business review last week, and you know, our chief of staff was on, our chief customer officer, our marketing, our platform director was on, you know, our CEO normally attends, but he was traveling and couldn't make it, but he'll have watched the recordings, and that engagement is something that I really enjoy as part of working at Sugar.
Yeah, I get it. That's cool. So if we talk a little bit about Sugar as a CRM, do you call it a platform or system?
Yes, a platform. But maybe if you didn't mind, yeah. Mats, we could talk about a couple of other things that organizations are going to care about. Because one of the things that churn is really, really expensive for all of us. You know, customer acquisition is much higher than customer retention. So how we can reduce churn, and when we say churn, it's Michael told me that's not a word that kind of easily translates in Swedish, but how can we stop losing customers? So when I talk about churn, it's stop losing customers. And globally, there's 37% of customers churn each year. Interestingly, in the US, which you'd think was very service centric, it's 47%. So they have a 47% customer churn. So how do we get to be able to reduce that? And I was asking your help earlier because there's one of the Chamber of Commerce where Exitec have implemented Sugar. It's the region of, I want to say Värmland, but can you pronounce it correctly?
It's Värmland, so you're quite close.
Okay.
And the Handelskammaren. If in Sweden, so Handelskammaren Värmland. Are we going to talk about now? Yeah.
Yeah. After you've pronounced it so beautifully, it'd be wrong not to. And so, yes, for the English audience, that's a kind of one of the regional chambers of commerce. And
yeah,
they had a real issue with keeping a track of their members and what was happening and whether they were losing them or not. So again, they've implemented Sugar CRM so that they can keep a check, they can monitor customer health, and then if there's issues with things, then it gives them the insight to be able to take action. So it's a sort of key driver from that perspective of how they're using Sugar CRM with Exitec.
Yeah, and that's I think that's a really good way of talking about these things, is that you don't want to disturb the customers when they are not in need of it.
Yeah, exactly that. And your question earlier about, we call it a platform, and that we do call it a platform. And the reason we do that is that we have within Sugar CRM Salesforce automation, which is also known as CRM, marketing automation and service management. So you've got that full view of the customer from initial inquiry to purchasing your goods, to any issues, to marketing with them effectively. And if you have it within one platform, then being able to do what you just said, said Matt, is critical. And ironically, if you think of us as individuals, when we've got to the stage that we're unhappy, it's often we've already made a decision to leave. Well, there will be a number of points, interactions before that, that will have actually got us to that point. So if you call up to say, I'm changing whether it's my broadband, my phone, whatever else, you've already got to the stage where you've looked at another vendor, you've done the research, and you pretty much, I'm leaving. Yeah. Well, if before that, CRM was telling you you used to be a really good customer, but there's been a few issues, you've unsubscribed to your email letter, all kind of pointers that there's issue. Well, of course, then if your customer dashboard changes from green to amber or red, then you would contact them. And often if somebody calls you before you've got to that point, says, look, I understand you've got any challenges, how can we help you, how can we address that, then you stay with the organization.
It's really hard to turn around a customer who has made the decision to say that they are unhappy, as you speak. So it's it makes sense a lot to try to figure out before even the customer think that they are unhappy, that they maybe should be, or something like that.
Well, and in fairness, it's just the clues about how you can engage with them so that you then stop them from leaving you but without inundating them, but it's the right communication at the right time in the right sort of channel, absolutely. Back to the Sugar CRM platform versus disparate systems, is because you don't get that full view, it not only affects the customer business, but it also affects an organization's ability to make strategic decisions. So as you would know, Anticimex, which is one of Sweden's most well-known brands, they had a number of disparate systems, so they were unable from a strategic business to see across their business to be able to make informed decisions. And Exitec have implemented Sugar CRM so that they've got a more strategic view of their business, so they can make the right decisions in a timely fashion to drive the business. So kind of three different elements of different areas of value that, you know, Exitec clients are getting from Sugar CRM.
Yeah, that's really cool. And Anticimex, as you mentioned, it's been a really both challenging but also a really great project where we really get to challenge ourselves to get to know this kind of business, which is hunting pesticides, and I think it's really a place where you can be close to the end customers as well, and those, I think they worked a lot with also to be able to show statistics in this area as well, and that's it's that something that you can do a lot with the systems as well.
Yes, and that's a good segue. You asked about some of the differentiators of Sugar CRM versus other platforms. Analytics, they're super sophisticated, but And one of the things we have with our enhanced reporting function is what we call it time aware. And what it does is a typical CRM will give you a report and it's almost date stamped as of today. This is what's happened last quarter, quarter before. But time aware reporting gives you much greater insight. So if you have a seasonal business, it won't necessarily say this is what happened last quarter, but it could be this is what happened August last year. So for example, I didn't know this till I visited you folk, but you know, you've it's mandatory for you to take leave in July in Sweden. And so those kind of, so a typical CRM would not be able to really make sense of that and would just show that you'd had a poor quarter rather than saying actually July should be excluded from that reporting. Because each year, if we go back July, there's virtually no business because, you know, if it's a business to business, people are on leave. A time aware platform gives you much more insight as far as that's concerned. And we use it internally. You know, each week we look at how long an opportunity spends at each stage of the deal, lost opportunities, all of these type of things. And sometimes it's an opportunity for us to drill in and say, actually, there's some training we need to be doing at this particular part. That, you know, so it's, we don't want to be, you know, that old saying, data rich, information poor. We actually want to, we want insight, and Sugar CRM and enhanced reporting, the insight that you can get is world class. So certainly that would be one of the things that I would say differentiates us from many CRMs. Secondly would be configurability. Back to the use cases we've talked about, there's some very interesting and different use cases compared to most CRMs. We can, our platform is very easily configurable, so you can really make sure that it's fit for purpose for your, for the Exitec clients. And then one of the things, and as long as we don't run out of time, we'll talk about the near future, because obviously generative AI is on everybody's mind. But we've already built in, again, other platforms offer it as an additional cost. We've already built in artificial intelligence and machine learning into our CRM. And examples of that is if you are a sales development rep or business development rep and you've got a load of leads to call, the platform will actually analyze the probability of success and rate those leads. And most call center teams are based on targets and performance. So a solution that's going to help them maximize their time and be more effective is hugely important. And Gartner looked at one of our use cases, and the number eludes me now, but I think it was something like they saw 16 or 17% increase in performance based on using that from a call center. And that same artificial intelligence machine learning applies to opportunities. So as a sales rep, I might have a lot of opportunities on my dashboard, but based on previous history, it will tell you the ones that are most likely to convert to a sale. So again, you're using your time. In any of our jobs, time is our limiting factor. And in sales, you can be really hardworking and really passionate and waste all your time on the wrong deals. And so, you know, a solution that actually does a lot of that hard work to give you the insight. Now, salespeople still need to apply their expertise, but it helps kind of do a lot of the analytics to then inform salespeople, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it really does. And can you get help with also, I don't know, when it's the right time to call or to send an email, or to can you get help with that
exactly
kind of as well?
Exactly. So there's artificial intelligence built into our marketing automation as well. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's cool. So if you know that no one is answering the phone after, let's say, 3 on Friday afternoons, then the system will not say that now is the best time to call.
Yes, something along those lines.
Yeah, that's cool. So AI is one thing that you already started to implement, but things that are being, there will be a lot more coming from that part, I believe. But are there any other things that you have seen that you want to implement in the in the future, or
yes,
we can talk about maybe functions that you already have built as well.
Yes, and to be clear, the things I've talked about are functions that already exist in the platform. Yeah. So they're the ones that, since generative AI has sort of hit the news as of November last year, that then clearly there's a whole swathe of new things that we're looking to add to our platform. So they're already in the roadmap. As we know, you kind of like need this large machine learning function to be able to use generative AI, because, you know, by nature of it, generative AI is morally neutral. Yeah. And you'll probably read in the news a few months ago where a lawyer in the US looked up for some case law, and it provided three cases that were immaculately referenced. Everything was correct. He presented it to the judge, and then somebody looked into it, and it wasn't true. Now, generative AI had actually pulled together everything, said, well, this is what you want, so I'm going to provide it to you. But it wasn't actually true. So we have to work out how to use it effectively. And so making sure you have those filters is really important. But certainly things already you can see, you know, people are writing. I mean, there's different platforms where you can write scripts, you can write novels, it can build all kinds of different plans for you that are being leveraged now. In marketing content, you know, people are doing, you can see lots of LinkedIn posts, and you get a sense that a lot of those are being created by generative AI. Interestingly, if you go on my LinkedIn, I will normally post videos. So sadly, you have to see my face, but at least you know, at least you know it's me doing it, not generative AI. But you can see that, and certainly within CRMs, there's going to be next best action, intelligent chatbots. There's going to be more and more insight that the platforms can give you, and I think Sugar CRM already provides a lot of that already, but that'll continue to grow and grow. So I mean, those are the things that I can see in the short to medium term. But who knows in the future?
It's a lot of things that that will change in the near future, but I think it's when we talk about the content creation and things like that, it's really interesting to at least I think for now I have the ability to see as you mentioned a lot of cases where you can see there is kind of a tone that shines through when you have put your text through the through the AI, and I think it will be really interesting, because if we talk about sales, it's often the your ability to differentiate yourself that makes you the choice. But I think nice to hear that you're producing videos just for letting the people know that it's me that's saying this, not the computer. That's I've never looked at it at that way, but that's of course really really true, and or at least at least for now.
yeah of course,
tomorrow you can make videos looking like it's you who talks, and it's probably not.
Well, yes, the deep fake issue is a completely different podcast for sure.
We won't get into that now.
and certainly back to, you know, one of the focus of Sugar CRM is about innovation, so continued innovation, but not getting carried away with fads. What's the value to our customers? So it's a constant sort of process of engaging with customers. We've got our client events, both in Cologne and London at the end of this month. And I know Excitech folk are attending that, and we have them in the US as well. So it's about engaging with clients to understand what they're looking for, as well as looking to the technology advances to make sure that our innovation is all about, is value-based rather than this is exciting tech, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that's... that's a really good way to put it as well. I like that that way of looking at it, because if we get back to your first example with the going to the pub, there is always really important to work with the expectations as well, because even if the local bartender knows who you are, they it's really important to know what kind of expectations that you have personally, and not just to offer like this is the greatest thing ever, and that's like a responsibility to work with. With tech that you don't need, it's important to not be just fell in love with the technical part, but to be able to know your audience.
Yes, exactly. Now I'm a bit concerned, Matt, you're associating cool. John Maguire, Sugar CRM, and pubs, but hey.
Yeah. Yeah, that's. I think we will. I think the audience will understand. I will be careful with the when I cut the podcast.
It's fine. It's fine. I'm just joking.
Yeah, yeah, I understand it. Okay, so if our time is. Almost over, I think, because we have like a contract with our listeners. We try to keep it around a half an hour. But if there are some people listening to this and they want to know, is Sugar CRM right for us? If you are a Swedish or Nordic company, who do you think are there any? Should you be in a certain size as a company, or what's the perfect size of company to invest in Sugar CRM?
Yes, I mean, our kind of ideal customer profile is 100 employees to 2,500 employees. But there's some customers that might only have 50 employees and have 50 users on there. So it's just roughly a guideline. But so typically, business to business organizations from 100 employees to 2,500 employees is the ideal customer profile. Of course, we go lower than that and we go much higher than that. But that's our ideal customer profile.
Yeah, that's practically the same as our. So that's great that we have your product in our toolbox.
I think the Excitech partnership with Sugar CRM works really well in lots of ways. So it's good that we're aligned on ICP as well.
Yeah, exactly. And if you want to if you want to learn more about Sugar CRM, you always can. If you are in Sweden and are interested in knowing more about Sugar CRM, you can always visit the Excitech.se website. But where can I find the best content if I want to learn more about Sugar CRM from your part?
Yes, so you can either go to our website, and if you just type in sugarcrm.com, you'll find us. Yeah. If you want to go on LinkedIn, I'm John Maguire, or what my sales manager who works on this region is Natalia Molto. So either those links, if you click on them, connect and message with us, then we'd love to engage with you.
Yeah, that sounds great. So have we missed something? Oh, sorry. Have we missed something that you wanted to talk about today?
I don't think so, Matt. I just like to thank you for the opportunity to talk into your podcast. As I said, Excitech is a strategic relationship with us, and is both important from a sort of professional perspective, and secondly, we just love working with you and the team.
Yeah. Yeah, and likewise, we are looking forward to a great partnership going forward as well. And it was really, really nice to have you visit this podcast, and I hope that everyone listening in feels that they maybe learn something about CRM systems or. Anything in that direction. So I think that's really great.